All right, welcome back to another episode of Table Talks, where deeper conversations are something highly sought after but rarely explored. And I have with me, as always, my lovely co-host, Alyssa.
Hi, Snow Angels.
How are you today, dear?
I'm doing all right. Yeah? I was a little forgetful this morning. I had to turn around midway because I forgot some of the stuff we needed to record, including my phone.
Which, I will preface right now, we are working on video, but we're thinking it's probably going to be a 2022 thing. We're just trying to get our shit together with the holidays and everything else. It's just...
Yeah, we're trying a bunch of different options, yeah. But like my phone in particular just will not record the whole episode, So we were struggling with that, but I plan to eventually get a camera so that we can do better and visual episodes.
Yeah. So that is on our 2022 docket.
Success to have actual list.
Yeah, our success list. I love that you like that. I was like, oh good, she likes it. So this episode is going to be a little different than our normal episodes. We do a lot of like kind of getting to know us anyway, but this episode is going to be specifically around getting to know us personally.
Yes.
So we have a lot of questions that my lovely co-host found all of them pretty much. We did a little bit of conversation about it, did some Pinteresting, and found all of these. So, but we're going to start with our usual any tea for us today.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of laundry tea, apparently. I mean, this is, what, 3 episodes now that I talk about the laundry? But it just doesn't stop, apparently, because I was getting so irritable about somebody pulling my laundry out. So I live in an association, and we share a laundry unit. I wish we had the hookup. We don't, because I would totally do my own laundry all the time. So I have a lot of clothes, but I have enough clothes that will sustain me, so I don't have to do too much laundry. So it was even more irritating, because I do laundry maybe, like, once every couple of months. Or I usually do, like, the dry cleaning, or I'll go to the laundromat if I need to. So the one time I went in to use the washer this week, let me preface this with, I always set a timer, and I'm always out there within 5 minutes of the timer. Like, yeah. I will switch clothes over very quickly so that I can continue washing and, like, not get in anyone's way. It had not even gone, like, 5 minutes with my timer gone off, and somebody had pulled out my blanket and thrown it on top of the dryer. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
I hate people. That's why I'm like, I'm thankful that my spouse is like, I don't want to live in an apartment. Like, I'll live at home. We will live at home until we will buy a house. And, like, thank God, because I could not handle that sort of shit. Like, I have heard the horror stories from friends that were in college, living in college dorms, that shared laundry, and their laundry would be wet and just sopping wet. Like, mid-load, people would be, like, pulling things out, throwing it on the floor, and then putting their own laundry in, like, taking their money. No, like, I have heard so many horror stories about, like, laundry that, like, I'm so lucky that the apartment building that I live in, we have our own washer and dryer hookups in the basement, and, like, we had to bring in our own washing machine and dryer, but I was lucky enough that my mom was like, no, we're doing that, like, we're not gonna go to the laundromat and all that, so we got ours, and, like, it's ours alone, and then the apartment below us has a laundry hookup, like, in the apartment. So yeah, I'm very lucky that, like, I've never had to experience those horror stories.
I can't stand it. I really can't stand it. And like I said, I don't do laundry very often. Mm-hmm. So for someone to do that, I get it, because other people in my building do leave their laundry. They'll, like, take off for, like, the entire day and just put laundry in, like,
oh no, I will move it. At that point,
I don't like to do that. I don't like to move anyone's laundry, but if it's getting to the point where, like, you're not here, I will move your laundry. But it just, like, went up my ass sideways, because I never do laundry, and then I'm always really punctual about it.
Yeah.
So I was about to write this lady a note if she tried to move my laundry again. I didn't even know who it was. Because they left the washing machine open. Like, they must have gone in and, like, done something or tried to put a wash in, and then they just left it open. So I was petty as fuck, saw that my blanket was on top.
Was it wet?
It was wet because I hadn't gone in the dryer. Okay. I had sheets in the dryer. I was waiting for the dryer to be done.
Yeah, because sometimes the dryer always takes longer than the washing machine.
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes for the wash and then like 60 minutes for the dryer.
Yeah.
So I saw that it was open and I immediately turned it back on and had it starting to fill up so that that person could not do laundry.
Don't be a bitch.
Yeah, so I threw my stuff in, and I was like, I had a letter written out. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get you want to have a problem? You can come see me at apartment X. Like,
yep.
I had not taken anything, because I never do laundry.
Yeah, I think that, and that's the part that's, like, even more frustrating, is, like, you don't do laundry. Like, you just,
I was
you rarely do that. So, like, to have somebody, like, actively go, yeah, nah, fuck you, I'm gonna take all your shit out, like, it's aggravating. It's yeah, rude. It is. It's very rude.
And it was only a blanket, but, like, what if that was my underwear? Like, I really don't want you to touch my underwear. Like,
and yeah, I don't want other people in my apartment building to see my underwear on top of my dryer.
Yeah, I just...
That's the other thing. Like, that's just... cool. No.
What about you? Do you have any tea?
I do have some tea. I started a new program this week, or this month, I guess, technically.
Ooh.
It's like a marketing social media class. It's about a 3-month class, but it's like at your own pace. So you have 12 months for the whole program. But you know, it's active for 3 months. Like it's supposed to take 3 months. And let me tell you, I'm only in phase one of the 3 phases, and I am already excited about all the things that I set up my content for literally the next, like, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks. I, like, don't even have to think twice about it. It's already going to auto-post because Alyssa showed me how to use Business Suite on Facebook, and I was like, I'm in love. It's free posting. Like, let's do it.
It's really easy. Yeah. You were showing me. You were, like, so excited.
I was so excited when she showed up this morning.
She's like, can I just show you? Like, look, I have this. This is Monday. This is Tuesday. And she went through the whole entire week, and she was just so ecstatic.
I was really excited. So yeah, I was really excited. There's still, like, little things that, like, I have to figure out and, like, work out. But for the most part, I pretty much have 6 to 8 weeks posted, and then I have about 6 months of content written in my notebook because I've just – this program is really, like – sparked the thing that, like, I've always been interested in, which has been social media, which has been Instagram specifically. And it's teaching me more about marketing skills and really, like, niching down. And I recognize this is gonna sound awful, but I don't really want to work with males. Okay. I want to do social media.
Share some reasoning.
I think I'm just recognizing how little openness there usually is with male clients versus female clients. I'm finding that, like, they're not as open to ideas, and I don't know if maybe that's because it's coming from a female. I haven't really dived into asking those questions with my clients, but I'm finding that, like, they're not as trusting. Where, like, my female clients are very much like, oh my God, yeah, like, that's such a good idea. Let's run with that. Like, let's see how it does. Let's test it out for, like, a week. Let's test it out for, like, a month, and we'll see how it goes. Hmm. But, like, my male clients are like, yeah, I don't know about that. And I'm like, well, I'm having great success with, like, other people doing this. So, like, and my own page, like, we should really, like, implement that. Yeah, I don't want to do that. And it's like, okay, well, we're not going to get the growth here that you're expecting to get because we're not following the same protocols that I'm doing with some of my other clients.
So can I ask, how many male clients do you have? Like, is it balanced? Is it, like, male to
female?
Like, is it more male?
So I have 2 males right now, and then I have 1 female right now.
Okay.
And
is it, like, a trend? Are you seeing a trend? Because I feel like you can't just knock off male clients. I think you have to be open to it. But maybe it's just, like, the clients you've been encountering.
Yeah, I definitely think it definitely is the clients that I'm encountering. But the 2 that I have are not as open to ideas and taking on, like, a lot of work all at once. They want to do, like, 1 specific thing, which isn't a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing, but they're just not as open to trying new things as, like, my female client is.
Yeah, and I mean, you're marketing, so you kind of want to be able to do ahead and plan mm-hmm. multiple things and not just focus on just that, like, one or that week, one day, yeah. 1 week. So I get that could be difficult.
Yeah, and my female client's much more like, okay, like, what can I get you to get, like, this entire month done? So, like, I we're both, like, in the ready, and, like, things, if we need to tweak whatever, we can tweak it as it comes up, but it's not like we're trying to plan week to week, where my male clients are like, no, I want to do week to week. And I'm like, that's not, it's not sustainable for either one of us.
Yeah.
Like, realistically.
That's a lot of stress on you too. Cause I mean, we are also doing our podcast mm-hmm. and we're planning that. So
we deal with
ours week to week at the moment. We're trying to get ahead, but, like,
I work full time and I'm promoting my own business. Like, I noticed the trend, but yeah, I'm finding that the trend is more with the male clients than it is the female clients. But that doesn't mean that, you know, that they're all that way. It just happens to be the 3 clients that I'm holding right now are very much like that. So we'll see how the future
goes. I say, like,
I'm not knocking
the door.
No, I'm not totally closing
but
the door.
But just understand that I can see that being a trend.
Yeah.
I, like, people aren't as trusting with, like, they're, like, you're holding their lives with, like, their social media accounts, so I think they can be a little bit less trusting sometimes.
Yeah.
Women do tend to be, like, even if you go to the hair salon, you're like, oh, yeah, you can just, like, do whatever you need to.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Whereas guys have been going to the same barber since they were 10. Like, I get it. So, like, I understand it, and I'm trying to take that perspective of being like, okay, maybe it's just these two. Like, I'm not totally knocking the fact that, like, I don't want to ever work with men. I just am noticing that I find my job to be easier working with females.
I wonder if you should do, like, a year-end survey.
Yeah, I definitely want to, for sure.
Just to get some feedback. Maybe they can help improve your business and theirs.
Yeah, yeah, no, I definitely want to. So, that's just my tea. I started a new business and saw a new trend this week.
I love that for
you.
Yeah,
and I'm just so excited about it. Like, I literally woke up Friday night in the middle of the night at, like, 1 a.m. It was, like, 12:30. I was, like, tossing and turning in bed. And finally, at 1 a.m., I was like, yeah, I'm up. And I was up from 1 to 4:30, literally just working on that stuff because I just couldn't sleep. And I was like, yep, okay, this is what it is. We're just going to get some work done. And by, like, 5 o'clock, I started to dwindle a little. And I was like, all right, I think I'm ready to go back to bed. And then I went back to bed for, like, an hour and a half and got up and did some more work on Saturday. Like, and I worked, like, 6 hours on Friday. It's just, like, really re-sparked the ignition that I already had for social media, but I was, like, feeling a little defeated, like, in the recent months, and then this just helped to be, like, no, you are on the right path. Like, you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, and, like, you do know things that, like, a lot of people don't know, so I'm taking that to my advantage, and I'm gonna run with it.
That's really good.
Yeah, so.
I'm happy for you.
All right, you ready to start our get to know us?
All right.
Let's do it.
Do you want to go first?
Like, I ask you or you ask me first?
I'll ask you.
That's fine. Yeah, we can do that.
I figure we'll block it off. That way you don't get confused between the two of us.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with just, like, the general basics here. So I'm going to go with, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay. I'm going to start with, what's your name?
Okay. I'm Jocelyn.
And how old are you?
I'm 26.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8" and, like, 3/4, but whatever. Who's counting?
What star sign are you?
Pisces.
Oh, ow, Pisces!
We're all the signs roped into fucking one. Woohoo! All those emotions. Go me.
What is your hair color?
Right now, blonde, naturally brunette.
Eye color?
Blue.
You have any of the following: tattoos, piercings, glasses, contacts. I don't think you have a beard or a mustache, but feel free to add if you like.
No beard, no mustache. Used to wear contacts, don't anymore. I just prefer glasses. I don't know, I just look better. I think my face looks empty without my glasses on. And I do have tattoos and piercings, several of both.
Do you want to describe any of them?
So my arm has a half sleeve of pretty much constellations from astrology and just constellations that I grew up always looking at with my dad. And my back has one, my shoulder specifically for my grandparents. It was a note that my grandfather wrote to my grandmother when he was away in the war. And then it's her favorite flower with her favorite color.
Aww.
That one was my very first tattoo and it's super meaningful to me. And the quote is even something that's, like, just, I think a lot of us can learn from, is we teach much by what we say, more by what we do, but most by what we are.
I like that. I remember you getting that tattoo when we were in high school, and it was just, like, a really, I thought it was a beautiful tattoo.
Yeah. I have one on my leg, on my thigh. That's my stoner tattoo. It's a Little Mermaid, but she is green and has a pot leaf as her, tail and she's smoking a J. So I mean, I'm sure y'all know that I'm a decent stoner, but then I have one on the back of my neck that is like my third eye, and I like to creep out my nephews with that one and tell them that I'm always watching them. My nephew even made the comment the other day, auntie, you can really say to your kids that you're always watching because you actually have a literal eye on your neck. And I was like, yep, I do. I think that's all. Oh, and then I have a starfish on my other forearm, which I hope to also fill that arm with.
I was gonna say, so you plan to get more?
Yeah, oh my god, yeah. I'm gonna fill out the rest of my arm with constellations and Some of them won't be constellations from Earth. They'll be from a video game that I love to play. I found a few that I was like, oh, I really like the meaning behind that. So I'm going to add those in. And then I want to do Disney down, like, where my little Ariel pot leaf.
Are they all going to be stoner tests?
I wanted to, yeah. I wanted to do Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, like, passing a joint. Each of them smoking and passing a joint.
I don't feel like that ruins your childhood.
No, not at all. No, it doesn't, because it mixes my childhood with, like, a significant part of my life. I like that one, or even, like, Minnie and Mickey. I saw one on Pinterest, and it was Minnie and Mickey, like, smoking bongs. And I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. But, yeah, no, I think... It doesn't feel like to me it ruins my childhood. It just combines like two aspects of who I am as a human being and like puts them into one. So
I like it.
Yeah.
Do you think you're gonna regret it when you get older? I know that's like always the question. I don't know why it is. Anytime you say you have tattoos, someone's like, don't you think you'll regret it when you're older, like wrinkly?
I don't think I will, but I definitely think going forward I want like black outlines on things. I've done a couple where I don't have black outlines. And you can definitely see the way that it, as I'm aging and, like, you know, wash my body, your skin changes and things like that, how they're, like, spreading out. So I think I really want that, like, fine line detail. Or at least if it's not black, like a nice dark blue or a nice dark green, like whatever that color pigment is, just a really nice dark color for an outline. But, no, I don't feel like I'll regret them because they're all – I don't get tattoos that aren't a part of who I am. And a lot of people are like, you don't have to get a tattoo that has a meaning. And I 100% agree with that. I just, for myself personally, I want to have tattoos in my body that mean something to me.
Yeah.
Or that are a part of who I am as a human. Like, you know, my starfish is because my Auntie Stacy used to love the beach and I fell in love with it because I spent most of my childhood with her there. And you know, I have the astrology signs on my arm cause I'm super into that sort of stuff. And I love the constellations as a whole. Like, I think I like the stories behind what constellations mean. I also like that it's linked to my dad and I as a kid, like, going camping and having our telescope and, like, looking at the stars and going out in early mornings and looking at them and late nights and finding planets and things like that. And, you know, they all have a meaning. Like, my third eye, I've opened up to a lot of information and gone from a very, like, fixed kind of mindset to a much more growth mindset of, like, all the possibilities that are out there and just accepting that people can believe in different things, but you can still have common ground that I think everyone can find. So
I love that. I think that tattoos show a story. Yeah. And then you get to like explain them and it starts a really good conversation.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Also just like shows how you've evolved throughout mm-hmm. the years.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite color?
Blue. And then also orange. They're my top two. I can't make a decision.
Is it blue or is it like baby blue, teal, turquoise, aqua?
It's like robin's egg blue. That's like my favorite.
I know, I always send you the blue heart.
Yeah.
Favorite food? There's so many.
I love food. Like, how can one make a decision?
All.
Yeah, it was like D, like all of the above. My favorite food.
Maybe like favorite comfort food? Or go-to food? Like what do you get out when you don't know what to get? Something you always call
tacos. I will always get, like if there's something on the menu and like I'm at a new place and I like don't know, but if there's like shrimp tacos, fish tacos, like that's my, like I'll just fall back on tacos usually. I would have to say comfort food is, like, tacos and cookies. Those are, like, my top two. Like, if I'm stressed, you bet that the only thing I'm eating for dinner is a glass of wine and a full box of fucking cookies, especially if I'm stressed.
Cookies and wine, do they mix?
If you get the right cookies and the right kind of wine, yeah. You get the chocolate mint cookies with, like, a nice, like, I don't know, red wine. Whatever red wine pairs well with chocolate. I know a lot of them do, but they pair differently with different chocolates. But I usually drink, like, a Cabernet with, you know, my chocolate chef cookies. It's just, like,
wait, do you warm your chocolate chef cookies, or do you eat them as is?
Usually as is, but that's because I'm impatient as fuck. I don't want to wait for them to be hot. Also, Lorenz, if anyone is like dairy-free or gluten-free, vegan, whatever, I definitely recommend Lorenz cookies. You can eat them literally raw, and like it's not like eating actual raw cookie dough. So it's super healthy. You can't get sick from like salmonella or anything. 100% recommend Lorenz. They have a brownie batter. They have a chocolate chip cookie. They have a sugar cookie. And then I think they just came out with like a peanut butter type one. Delectable. Delectable.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm always out for some peanut butter.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip that on its head and ask least favorite food. What don't you like? What won't you eat?
Oh, God. What won't I eat? There's, like, not a lot I won't eat.
Nuts.
Clams. Like, I don't mind baked clams or, like, clam strips, but, like, just the clam, and you gotta, like, I can't. Even thinking about it just, like, makes me sick. Like, I'm getting, like, you know when you start salivating when you're gonna throw up? Like, that's how I feel right now. I can't.
You wanna repeat that sound?
I don't even know what sound I made, but, ugh, I can't do it. It's too much. Like, the, it's, like, slimy and, like, extra salty and, like, no, that's my least favorite food.
Good to know. Never making you any clams.
No. Mm-mm.
All right. Favorite activity.
Favorite activity. Probably reading. I love reading. I was in bed last night. My spouse, he was knocked out. I like playing video games, but I thoroughly enjoy reading. Like, all of it. Like, comics, you know, self-help books, fantasy. I can't even tell you. The range is all love stories. Like, I love it all. Any kind of book. Just reading. Yeah, that would be my favorite activity.
Why?
I think self-help. I think each category, each genre almost, like, has their own reason why I love it. Like, self-help helps you recognize, like, other people's stories help me recognize things about myself that maybe I, like, really love, or maybe I'm not so in love with, or maybe something I want to change, or maybe something that I've just accepted as right now this is who I am. It doesn't mean that it won't ever change. I think fantasy brings me into a whole new world, and I get to fall in love with all of these, like, characters that I would never actually meet. And comic books for me are just, like, again, it's like fantasy, but I read more like webtoons. I don't mind reading actual comics. The Sandman series is another like comic series that I read and I love. But those ones are just like things that I've always like thought about, but like never really deeply explored. And someone else took this idea and like deeply explored it. So I get to see their perspective of something that I've already thought of. So that's why I think I like reading so much. It's like a different thing for all of them.
I have to agree on that. Reading is really, it's just the top of my list.
Yeah.
All right. Spirit animal.
Okay. My spirit animal. I suggested we do this one and I didn't even fully think it through.
Okay, pass. Coming back around to spirit animal. People I'd like to meet. This can be dead or alive.
100% Albert Einstein. Really? I think him and like Nikola Tesla and even like Benjamin Franklin, there were so many things about those people that their lives we're never fully, like, you're never going to get the whole story because, like, no matter how many biographies you read their journals and their notes, you're never going to really, like, deep dive into their minds. And those are people I would really love to deep dive into.
Pick their brain.
Yeah, just, like, why you do the things you do. What made you choose to just chase certain things?
Create and, something.
Yeah, I think, you know, be creative, but also an explorer, like a pioneer into a new thing that people called you crazy for. Yeah, I think that would really be my top three. Like, those people kind of want to, like, just pick their brain and just be like, why? Like, I feel like I would be a three-year-old. Why? Why'd you do that? Wait, why?
Anyone alive that you'd like to see or meet?
I think business-wise, I'd like to meet, this is going to be controversial, but someone like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, I think.
I literally knew you were going to say Elon Musk and Tesla.
I think I just want to, like, again, pick your brain. Like, what makes you think certain things? What makes you chase certain dreams and decide to abandon others? Like, how do you make that decision? And just, again, the whole, like, why? What made you do that? Like, what was your thought process? But I think on a more personal level, there's a author that I read her book, Big Magic, Elizabeth Gilbert. I would love to meet her. That book, like, I read that book in 2 days, and this is like a 300 page book, and I could not for the life of me put it down. I was waking up early to read it. I was reading it while I was exercising. I was staying up late to read it 2 whole days. Like, I breezed through this book. And she, like, this book talks about, like, everyone has big magic inside of them, and there are ideas that will float to you, and they'll wait for you to jump on them. And some of them will wait forever for you to finally jump into it, and others will eventually abandon you and find someone else to do their bidding. So it gives personality to every idea, and the idea gets to pick the person. Yeah, and it's a really good book. Like, I highly recommend this book to anyone that is struggling creatively. I was in a really big funk for like a month, and I was producing content, I was putting things out, but it didn't feel good. Like, it just, something felt like it was missing. It didn't feel authentic. And I read this book, and it absolutely, like, blew me away. And, like, she talks about one story in particular that sticks out to me is she was writing a book, and she abandoned it for, like, 3 years. And then she met an author, and she accidentally, like, kissed her, and they ended up being, like, they ended up being best friends. And the other author went on to write her story exactly, and all she did was change names and, like, where the location of the story happened. Wow. And the girl was like, oh, my God, I was going to write that story. And she was like, instead of being so upset that somebody else wrote my story, she's like, I was so excited that that story got to have its life that it deserved. And I was like, oh my God, that's such a beautiful way to look at ideas. And, like, if someone else creates something that you were thinking about or you shared the idea with and they went on to create it, it doesn't mean that, like, you didn't have a hand in that creation. It just means that that idea floated to somebody else because they knew that that person was going to carry it forward and actually give the idea life. And I was like, oh my God, it's a really good book. Again, I would like to meet her as the author and see, like, where did you come up with this whole story, and, like, why did you write your book? Like, was this something really big for you? Like, her story is basically, like, a biography of her life, but it talks about so much more than that, and it's just very interesting.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah, you can borrow it anytime you like. It's on my shelf. It's one of those books that, like, I usually, like, when I get done with a book, I'll give it away to one of those, like, book libraries on the side of the road. This is just one of those books I was like, I can't get rid of. Like, I gotta keep it for myself.
It's gonna disappear from your shelf one day. I'll be like, where did that go?
I'm like, Alyssa, do you have my book?
All right. I'm gonna add one before this other one. Favorite genre of music?
Okay. I would have to pick, like, the lo-fi section.
You, like, are a lo-fi girl.
I'm, like, lo-fi, and then I'm on the opposite spectrum of that, of, like, EDM. Like, that is my second favorite. Like,
two extremes.
Two, like, big extremes. Like, I don't even want to call it, like, EDM specifically, but just, like, electronic music as a whole is just extremely fascinating to me. The way artists come up with things and mash things together, and I love that sort of thing. And then I love the lo-fi aspect of being able to, like, put me in a whole different mood and space than, you know, my electronic music does.
I just have
my swamp things. I love that song so much. So much. It's so good.
All right. Least favorite
genre?
Yeah.
Metal. I can't.
Really?
I can't do it. I don't mind, like, a good electronic metal, like an Essinger, or that's pretty much it. I won't really go farther than him. I can't stand it. I can't.
Like, it's screeching. Is it the screaming, or is it, like, the when you can't understand the words?
It's when I can't understand the words, and then, like, sometimes there is just so much happening at all the same, like, almost, like, it's not even volume, but it's like
just overwhelmed. Yeah, it's all like mashing together, but it's like not working in the same way.
Yeah, and like I can't even say that because all my EDM music is like all a bunch of mishmash shit. So like it's, I think it's the fact of like it's all in like the same chords, and I can't, like. It just...
Like, it becomes loud versus, yeah, like, the music. It just becomes... melding, yeah,
it becomes noise more than... Like, metal to me is just noise. Like, it's just garbage can noise to me. It's like someone threw something in a fucking... I don't know. What are those... You know those things that tumble the rocks? They make a lot of noise. Yeah, I don't know. I guess. Sure. Rock tumbler. I thought they had a specific name, but it just sounds like that. It just sounds like fucking noise. I can't, like, the screaming doesn't bother me. I listened to emo music and screamo music when I was a kid. It never bothered me. Metal specifically, I can't do it. I just can't.
You're gonna be a little granny just like screaming from your stoop.
Yeah, I can't. If you want to listen to that, that's great. But like, can we tone it down? Like, keep it
turn
for you.
That racket down.
Like, keep it for you. Yeah, I probably will be the grandma screaming about it. If I'm being honest.
All right. Dream job.
I'm in the makings of it, but just whoop. Social media management and like traveling. I'd love to just be, I think overall goal would, I would love to be some sort of travel blogger. I love writing, and I love writing about my experiences, but I tried the blogging thing, and as much as I love writing, I hated the fact that I was on a schedule, because writing doesn't always come natural. Like, it
ebbs and flows.
Yeah, it ebbs and flows. Like, I go through phases, where I'll just write a bunch, and then I don't write at all, but I would love to eventually be a travel blogger just for the fact that I am traveling and sharing experiences, but use it more as like a journal than anything else.
I think you're on the path.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you ready to come back to Spirit Animal?
Yeah, I'm ready. But this one just keeps sitting with me, so I'm going to go with it. Peacock.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. I'm gonna ask why.
I think at times I can be really showy and, like, I want to express myself in a very, like, elegant or loud way. And then there are moments where, like, I'm a recluse. I don't want to talk to you. And, like, peacocks can be very much that way. And I only know that because as I grew up, my uncle had peacocks. And sometimes they were so loving and so, like, all up in your shit, like, big fanned out, wanted to show off. And then other times they'd be, like, in the corner, like, not even acknowledging you. And I feel like I go through that a lot. So
you're the male peacock?
Yeah, definitely a male peacock. I'm not those ugly females. No offense, little female peacocks. But those males, man, y'all pretty.
All right. Last one for this section. Where is one place you feel most like yourself?
I have two.
Okay.
When I'm traveling. Just, it's not a specific location. It's just when I'm able to be like a free bird and just kind of take off.
Yeah, I've seen you while you're traveling. You send me videos and yeah. You just like look like you're at peace.
Yeah, I'm at peace and like I'm lit up in a different way than I am like in my own confines of my home. And it's not to say that I don't love my home, because I do. And then the second place I feel like most myself is just in my car. Again, I think that's the whole, I get to move, I'm on the move, traveling.
So it's to do with the traveling.
I think, yeah, I really think so.
Interesting. All right, so that's going to wrap up the basics on Jocelyn. We're going to take a short break and then we'll do mine. Okay, we're back. We're going to jump into learning some more about me. So Jocelyn's going to load up some questions. Similar to the ones I asked her.
All right. So let's start first, because we didn't do that. What's your name?
Alyssa.
And how old are you?
26 as well.
How tall are you?
Also 5'8".
And what is your star sign?
I'm going to get some flack. I am a Gemini, but I do not believe that I am two-faced in the slightest.
No.
That is always the immediate thing, is that the twins are so two-faced, and I think that you can be two-faced in a different way than what people always think of, so.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, you're definitely not,
I'm also a June Gemini, not a May Gemini.
Yeah, I think that, I feel like that plays a big difference, like, what month you're in, because, like.
I totally think it does.
Like, my friend is a February Pisces, and I'm a March Pisces, and, like, we're very similar, but there are very different parts of us that I'm like, yeah, nah, bro, we ain't the same Pisces.
Yeah, I've met some other Geminis, and I'm like, ooh, nope.
Yeah.
Don't fit in that. Even some of the stuff that I read about Gemini, some of it will be, like, spot on, and others, it's like, I'm not loud, boisterous, always the talkative person. I'm
center
not.
Center of attention, not you. No. That's not you.
At all. At all.
You're like, I'm in the corner, leave me be.
I'm y'all with just... the dog at the yeah. party.
All right, what is your hair color?
Right now, it is some type of copper color. I am also originally, like, a mousy brown, naturally.
And how about your eye color?
Brown, bordering on hazel. Yeah. Sometimes in the sun, you can definitely see, like, the golden honey specs. Color.
Yeah. And do you have any of the following? Tattoos, piercings, glasses, contact lenses, or a beard or mustache that you'd like to inform me about?
Oh, yeah, I definitely got a little... I have most of those. I am definitely blind. I've been blind since middle school, so I have an astigmatism, so I have both glasses and contacts. Just depends on the day. Mm-hmm. And then I have piercings as well as tattoos. I have an industrial bar. You do too.
Yep.
She got hers after.
I did.
We twin so often without even like planning it.
I also got my belly button shortly after you too. You and did. It's like, she was like, I got my belly button. And I was like, no, the fuck you didn't. I was like, I literally went this weekend. She's like, oh, I went the end of last week. And I was like,
it happens all the time, though, because even you got your hair blonde, and mine was, like, some type of blonde before I did, a hair depositing mask, and my spouse, when she came over, was like, oh my god, did you guys, like, plan this? Like, she's blonde, now you're blonde, like, what the heck?
Yeah, we get that a lot. We also get told, like, oh, you guys must be sisters. We're like, no.
Yeah, we're, like, twins or something, like, yeah. We look the same, and I'm like... Yeah, I think so. I mean,
yeah, we look very similar, but I
still think we're yin and yang.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, so I have my industrial bar. I also have my belly button pierced. I had my nipples pierced at one point. And then I have a few tattoos. I have two, one from when I was 18. It's three sets of orchids for my siblings. Orchids are my favorite flower. It's a watercolor style, and then it just had, I wanted a quote that meant something to me, and it was, I chose exhale the past, inhale the future. It just really sat with me. I had a lot go on early on in my life, so it kind of was just my way to just get rid of the old and bring in the new and what I wanted to bring as a part of my life. And then I have a cat, a derpy cat, I call him. It was a random one-off tattoo. We were, like, I don't even know, somewhere in the Hamptons, I think. And I just decided, I was like, oh, there's a tattoo shop, can we go in? And they had an appointment available, so I got a little derpy cat behind my ear.
Which is very cute, I love it.
It's just different. It's on my Instagram if you guys want to see it. But it was just like I do have a cat at home. I don't think it looks like her, but it's just like a fun little way, and I do love cats, so it's just like a little, I don't know, it's just a random tattoo, and I love it.
Yeah, that's okay, sometimes the random ones are the best ones.
It's really funny, though, because a lot of people, like, I have my hair up somewhat frequently, and some people still don't notice. They're like, I didn't know you had that behind your ear, and I'm like, how do you not notice?
Like, my hair is up, like...
I feel like 50-50. Not seeing your eye.
Yeah, yeah. I get a lot of people that are like, wait a minute. Like, when I was working in fast food, they were like, you have an eye? When'd you get that? I was like, almost a year ago. What do you mean, bro? We've been working together this whole time. You didn't notice? No, I had no idea. It's like, my hair is up at work. What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it is hidden behind my ear, but, yeah. Like, you can definitely see it if you came up from, like, behind me.
Yeah. All right. So, what is your favorite color?
Purple.
And how about your favorite food?
It was ice cream before I became lactose intolerant. I had to change that because I used to love ice cream. I used to go to the same creamery every single time. Jocelyn's making the face because she knows it.
Oh, so good.
It is. But I kind of had to stay away from that, so.
Did you know that that creamery now has dairy-free ice cream?
I did. They had, like, vegan or whatever. Yeah. I hadn't tried it yet, though. I didn't get there as much
myself.
This year.
No, neither did I. I still kill myself for that good orange sherbet. Mm.
It's really good. I'm a mint chocolate chip person.
Yeah.
I am also a foodie.
It's so hard.
I love food. I would be really sad, like, if I lost my sense of taste or anything.
Yeah.
I love food. I like cooking. I'm gonna just go with a cuisine. I'm gonna go Asian.
Okay.
Asian style cuisine. You do. I love sushi. I love rice. I make a lot of Asian dishes when I cook at home. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just something I prefer. I could have it. There's so much versatility.
Mm-hmm.
So I would eat that all the time. Like, I'm literally trying to get a rice cooker so that I can good rice.
Oh my God, it makes life so much easier.
Yeah, I definitely want one.
My brother and sister-in-law have one, so, and I love just being able to cook rice for the baby. I'm just like, I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, right now I'm just doing, like, the microwave rice because I can't bother to make actual rice. But if I got a rice cooker, I would just be making my own sushi.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so what is your favorite activity?
That's a great question, because I tend not to stick with just one.
Yeah.
I think you stole my answer, because it would have been... It still is. It's reading. I love reading. I always go back to it. Even if I've stopped for years and I really haven't read a lot, I will come back and read some type of book or manga or webtoon.
I was going to ask you, like, what your favorite genre is, the same way you asked me.
Romance.
Yeah.
I love a good love story. I also like mystery. I grew up with a lot of Nancy Drew, so, like, I like a good mystery or even just, like, some, like, sci-fi fantasy. Because it's, like, that escape. Reading is an escape for me, and, like, it's just a different life. You learn about different things. You get to develop all the characters, and you just fall in love with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
I think the other activities that go in and out is singing, always, piano, drawing.
I've fallen away from drawing. I do more coloring than I do drawing anymore.
I used to draw all the time, and then it just kind of dissipated, and I do pick it up every now and then, especially if I get stressed.
Yeah.
But I just really like music. Music has always been, like, my go-to. It helps me get through, like, bad times, stress, relaxation. I just, like, can jam out or sing it out, and, like, I really enjoy that. So that would be my other one.
All right, so you segued nicely. We're going to skip one and come back to it, but what's your favorite genre of music, then, would you say?
I love all types of music. I used to be very rock and heavy metal, because I grew up with that, so it's just, like, near and dear to my heart. I grew up in the 90s also, which was very rock.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm, like, more into, like, pop or alt, I guess. I really just like music that speaks to me. Something, like, I same way for you. Like, you said metal, if you can't understand the words. Like, I really like to hear the words, but I really like music that says something.
Yeah, or you, like, can feel something about
it. Like, it's either, like, really sad, really happy, they're going through something, or they're speaking on something. Like, I love Melanie Martinez's music. She's always talking about something. There's always a meaning behind it. Same thing with Ash Nico. Ash Nico's one of my, like, top artists right now. Jocelyn's shaking her head yes, because she knows I've been jamming out on, like, repeat. But she's just, like, getting out her aggression. She's, you know, saying something with her music. Don't look at my body. Like, this isn't an invitation. Like, I just, you're saying something and you're speaking out, and I fucking love that.
All right, so what is, you say you like all genres, but is there a genre that you like least or you won't country. Listen to? I knew that was coming out your mouth.
I've gotten used to country because my dad and stepmom had gotten into it a lot, like, later in my life, but I used to not like country. I also think you still find the songs that are, like, talking about, oh, I'm in love with my tractor, my cousin, like, what, it's a very odd genre for me. Not to say I don't listen to, like, I like Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood.
See, I will those are, listen. Like, my least favorite in the country genre.
I do like them, like, the Civil Wars. I will listen to country. It just, there's certain, yeah. certain artists that usually a little bit closer to my type.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what is your spirit animal?
We were talking about this off air. I don't know if I have one, or maybe I haven't discovered it yet.
That's fair.
Because I asked you what my spirit animal might be, and you had said wolf, and I think I can agree to an extent.
Yeah, and that's how I felt. I was like, it encaptures some of you, but it doesn't encapture all of who you are as a person.
Yeah, I agreed, like, if I was a lone wolf, per se, because I do like to spend my time alone. And then you'd also said something about, like, leadership.
Yeah.
And I've, just from, like, my little bit of research on wolves, I do know that, like, the alpha wolf will make sure that the pack is not safe. Falling behind, that they're safe, they're being protected, and that is a huge part of me. I care mm-hmm. for anyone that's in my life that I choose.
Yeah, you don't want anyone to fall behind. You're always willing to help in any way possible.
Yeah, and slow down the pack to make sure everyone's, you know, keeping up.
So. And that's where I explained that, like, I felt like you're a leader, but not in a leadership way that's like, oh, you follow me. It's in a leadership way that you want to keep everybody together and everybody growing in whatever way and fashion is best suited for them, and just give that overall support.
Yeah, I think that's why I couldn't pick an animal. I think animals all have their own, like, certain cultures and, like, just different things that they do and habits. I think I attuned myself more to nature. I had said to you, Pocahontas, the movie, I know the real truth is not so nice, trust me, I know, but in Pocahontas, when she's singing Just Around the River Bend and talking to the grandmother tree, like, I loved that. I was like, yes, just everything around the river bend. Like, I'm just looking for a new path and just seeing where I can go and where things take me. And, like, just being centered to the earth and every creature, every, like, being within the earth. And I just want to water the garden, pretty much. Like, I just want to make sure everyone is blooming around me. Like, I'm really not judgmental. So I think I associate myself more with nature and just the being of than an animal.
Gave me the chills. I got the chills over here. You're talking, and I was like, I have chills right now. Oh, this bitch. I think that is, when you explained that, I was like, yeah, that's super fitting for you. Just that's why I was like, I liked wolf, but I didn't see that as your whole personality. I saw that as an aspect of who you were.
Yeah, and I mean, I love all animals. I worked in the animal field for like over 10 years maybe. I love all animals, and but I don't really, like, associate myself with a specific one. I mean, I love elephants. I always talk about me being a sloth because I'm a little, like, slower paced and, like, mm-hmm. lazier. But, like, I don't just go, oh, yeah, like, I feel like I'm a X.
Right. All right. So people that you would like to meet, let's go with dead or alive, but I'd like to see you're dead and then you're alive kind of separately, if you have any, either.
I think I'm going to go with Van Gogh.
Ooh, okay, why?
I love his artwork already, just every single piece. There's such... When I look at, like, A Starry Night, it just, like, gives me the goosebumps, and I just, like... It's so creative and just different, and same thing. I want to pick people's brains and just, like, what did he experience? Why did he feel that way? Like... All the, you know, the traumatic things that happened to him and with his ears. And, like, it's just something. I just want to just get into his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'd be really interesting to meet.
How about alive? Anyone?
I think I'm going to have to give a repeat and say Ash Nico again. I love seeing people that I feel like we'd be good friends.
Yeah.
And I love people that take me outside of my comfort zone and... She just did an interview, I think it was Unilad. She interviewed herself because she's like, this is the love of my life. And she interviewed herself. And I was like, fuck yes. Like, oh my God, can I give me some of that energy? Like, you just radiate, like, the confidence and just, like, you're 100% you. And I love those type of people. So yeah. I would be honored to meet her.
All right. How about your dream job? What would your dream job be?
I think it's two parts.
Okay, that's fair.
owning a farm out in the countryside. I'm not afraid of the work. I love animals. I'd love to just, I wouldn't have a working farm per se. Like, I wouldn't just be like selling eggs or meat.
Yeah.
I would just have more of like a rescue. Like, I just have a bunch of animals for fucking fun of it. Yeah, just so I can enjoy it and other people can enjoy it. But I would also love to be a food like vlogger. I follow and watch a lot of like Mark Wien's videos. He's such a happy guy. You can just see the happiness when he eats food. He's just like, and like, I already love food, so
that would not be hard to capture on camera.
No, and
for
then
you.
I'm traveling, which is also part of what I'd like to do. So to do that and have a bunch of great food while I'm doing it is just like
the perfect. As long as our travel paths like crisscross in our job lives, I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly. She's got it.
Where is one place you feel most like yourself?
At home, reading a book by myself. I'm smiling just thinking about it. I love.
She really is. You can probably hear it in her voice too.
I love reading in general, but there's something about being home alone and being able to like read that scene. It's just a feeling, and it just makes me feel so happy and just like me. You know, my spouse will leave and I'll be in bed reading a book and whatever part it is I'm reading, and I will literally start smiling ear to ear. I'll be giggling. I get the butterflies in my stomach reading about, and I just feel 100% at home. So that would definitely be my place.
All right. So that wraps up Lissa's interview. So this next little part is just going to be a few extra questions to kind of fill some space and get a little deeper knowledge on each other. Do you want to answer these questions
together?
Yeah, at the same time?
Sure.
All right.
Let's do, who do you think has had the largest influence on the person you are today?
I have a two-part answer.
Okay.
First is you.
Oh, wait, what? That's so sad. I'm blushing.
100% you. A lot of our conversations, a lot of who you are as a person, again, the yin to my yang or the yang to my yin, whichever side you decide you want to be, I don't care. I know I'm getting teary-eyed talking about it, but you have been a huge influence in my life in decisions and being supportive and just an all-around beacon of light. Even when you don't feel like it yourself, you radiate strength and all the things that at moments I envy, and am glad that you're someone in my life to offer those things that I don't have, and I get to see how they interact with who I am as a person.
Stop. You need to move on to your second part so I don't end up crying this podcast.
That is my first one. And my second part is my mother. She has been someone who, as much, I wish I could say that we fought, but there have not, I don't even wish I could say that. I don't necessarily think there has ever been moments where my mom and I have had large blowout fights that were never reconcilable. I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. Is that the right word? But she offers strength even when I know that she doesn't feel like she's strong. And just a lot of wisdom and always looking out for my best interest and hearing me out fully without any judgment and offering that wisdom even when it's hard for me to hear it. And she'll always preface those sort of things. I know this isn't something you're going to want to hear, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I'm your mother and I love you and I want what's best for you. That's how she always goes about it. And that relieves some of my stress when talking about things, because I know she's not coming at it in a judgmental way. She's coming at it in a way of like, I genuinely like, this is my knowledge. This is what I know. This is my wisdom. And I want to share that with you. And what you do with that is what you will. And she knows I'm strong-headed. She knows I'm strong-willed. She knows I'll take care of myself as needed. She has no qualms about that. She worries, but she knows I also just get shit done and will take care of it. She's been a huge influence in my life. And more so as we've lived together the last, like, couple years. Even though we bicker sometimes and we fight and we kind of get on each other's nerves every now and then. But I think that happens no matter who you live with. So, yeah, that would be my mom is my second.
You guys talk about everything.
We do.
So I can definitely see that. And I think she does. She has, like, a very honest perspective and advice.
Mm-hmm.
She's not afraid to just tell you how she feels. Or her thoughts on it.
Yeah, exactly. And I appreciate that. Because it's never in, like, that judgmental way. It's always in just, like, I would like to educate you about the things that I know about. And that's it. And, like, she usually will also say sometimes, like, I know what I'm sharing with you doesn't always resonate with you. And it doesn't have to, but it's just my perspective. And maybe you only take a portion of what I tell you and you can run with that. And, like, it's a nice way for me to see her perspective, but also know that she still loves me even if I don't share the same one.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's really good.
All right, so how about you? Who has been someone that's been a major influence in your life?
I think I'm going to give it a two-parter as well. I definitely have to say, I think both of my parents have made a large influence on me at some points. I have to give a huge shout-out to my mom for just, like, totally raising all four of us. My dad taught me pretty much everything I know about adulting and, like, life in general. He's always been, like, my go-to person. We used to run errands. Yeah, like, he'd help me with everything. Always just, like, an ear to listen. I think the second one has to be myself. I know that sounds a little, like, self-absorbed, but I think I have been there for me when I felt like nobody was. I have comforted myself. I have chosen to educate myself and find more avenues of learning different things and then making educated decisions and, like, choices that I want to pursue and how I want to live my life. And I think that's caused me to change a lot over the last 26 years. And I think I do. I think I have the most influence on myself because I end up making all those decisions.
I love something that you have said, and you say it time and time again, that you are the only person that is 100%, that is with yourself 100% of the time, and you have to deal with that.
Yeah, I do. I have said that, I think, to a couple people.
You've said it multiple
times. Yeah, I think it's usually because people talk about, like, relationships and being ready, and I'm like, you know, I spent a lot of years by myself. Like, I didn't start dating until I was, like, 19 or 20. And so I had a lot of time to, like, be with myself and get comfortable. And, like, you're more likely to have a successful relationship, or relationships in general, when you know yourself and you're comfortable with yourself. So you have to be comfortable with you because you are spending 100% of the time with yourself. Like, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, after everything's gone, after everyone's gone home or gone, you know, moved on, you are there. You are there for yourself. You should be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great question.
Yeah, it is a great question.
All right. So I think we're going to stop there. I think we've gotten, like, our base level types of things, like our just general attributes, favorites, likes, dislikes, and just got some general knowledge about us. So you guys, you know, get to know us a little bit. We're excited to learn about you guys, so we'll probably be doing some posting so that we can have you guys answer some questions so we can get to know you. But with that, we're going to wrap this up. So if you'd like to follow, rate, like, and subscribe, we're on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at tabletalks.podcast. And I think I'm going to leave it with be your authentic self this week, and if you're comfortable, share a little tidbit about yourself and let somebody else get to know you. And with that, I'll see you guys next week.